Now, something in the category of our universe, which is interesting. Canada shows the world radioactive physical evidence of a real UFO. So, a British scientist and a professor of applied physics at Stanford, you know, is talking about that they've got some kind of physical evidence. Now, there's also people from To the Stars Academy. They're saying they're going to come out with physical evidence in certain metals used by anti-gravity crafts. And that's Tom DeLonge, the Blink 182 guy. So the Pentagon has come out, former Pentagon employees, and they've been on CNN and Fox News, and they've been talking about these UFOs, that there are real programs studying them, that it's basically they're real, and we don't know what they are. So the Canadian government, along these lines, what I thought was really interesting, they recently made a $20 UFO coin, which is a collector's item that recounts what's become known as Canada's most famous UFO encounter, called the Falcon Lake Incident. And apparently this incident provided physical evidence from the craft that was kept in a special radioactive shielding case, to severe burn marks on the individual actually had to spend some time in the hospital after touching the craft. And apparently that's their, it's kind of like their Roswell. And they actually have an official now $20 coin that commemorates this. So there's so much, there's a lot more coming out in this field. And you just wonder, what is all this stuff? Is it aliens, or is it are they our crafts? You know, Admiral Byrd went to Antarctica, and he said that the next world war, Admiral Byrd and our entire Navy went to Antarctica after World War II. He said the next war will be fought with crafts that can go around the planet in seconds, disc-shaped crafts. Basically, he said that he saw some of those in Antarctica. So, well, we want to know your thoughts on all of this stuff. What do you think of this Canadian $20 UFO coin? Have you seen the news? And the quote from Peter Andrew Sturrock, the Stanford professor, he says, if it does indeed turn out that there's relevant physical evidence, if this evidence is carefully collected and analyzed, and if the analysis leads to identification of several facts concerning the UFO phenomenon, then will be the time for scientists to step back and ask, what are these facts trying to tell us? And, you know, all of this is, it's hard to tell what's real or not, because science is run by the government, and the government has different agendas, and they suppress things. And so you don't really know what's real or not with UFOs and aliens and what science is saying. I mean, a lot of this stuff has been around for decades or longer, thousands of years, when you watch Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. And you still got guys saying that it's not around, or it's, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of reports. Seems to be some credibility. So leave your comments at www.believe.love or on our YouTube at youtube.com/believeLovesYou. and let us know what you think. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I hope this helps you to become more aware. And, you know, we want to help you to succeed and live the best life possible. So thank you for joining me on Believe. Have a great day or night wherever you may be.